Eric Jordan's life on the ocean began more than 70 years ago, when his parents started taking him out on the family's troller. At 73, Jordan still fishes regularly out of Sitka, but he says a lot has changed in the waters of Southeast Alaska.
I was out there yesterday and seeing things that are truly dystopic. The lack of birds, the lack of fish in Salisbury Sound.
Jordan started his own operation in 1978, trolling for coho and chinook. In those days, he'd catch thousands of fish. But today, the ocean seems less abundant.
Those of us who are out there on the water, we are seeing the changes. And I'll tell you, it's pretty spooky.
In recent years, most species of Southeast salmon have had record low harvests. And the devastation still lingers from a Pacific marine heat wave known as the blob that caused massive die-offs of marine animals. Scientists expect a future with warmer oceans and more marine heat waves that could rock the ocean ecosystem in Southeast Alaska. But major data gaps make it hard for them to determine how changing conditions might threaten the health of important species like salmon. With two new citizen science programs from Alaska Sea Grant and the Alaska Troller Association, scientists will get a hand from some people who know the salmon best, Southeast Alaska's troll fishing fleet. The first project will outfit boats with sensors to measure temperature and salinity. Tyler Heinen is an oceanographer at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says those two measurements are the heartbeat of the ocean.
Figuring out how temperature and salinity change over time and space gives you some clues on how the water is circulating around Southeast Alaska.
Knowing how the water circulates gives scientists a better idea of how food is circulating too. For instance, mixing ocean water triggers phytoplankton blooms,
which of course is the base of the food chain and sets off the production for all the higher trophic levels and fishing and all the things that we love.
Fishermen will take measurements at different depths along their fishing routes, and over time, the data will form a baseline. That will help researchers to determine what's normal and what might be linked to climate change. And for fishermen like Jim Moore, that data could add important context to decades of observations out on the water.
People talk about, oh my goodness, I've never seen that before. Well, I've been fishing 53 years. I saw that back in 1979. I saw it again in 1983. And, you know, the long-term data set is what's really valuable.
Back in the 70s, he participated in a logbook program where fishermen studied salmon populations in the Gulf of Alaska. This spring, Moore and a select group of fishermen have relaunched the program electronically. They'll record things like the species and number of salmon they're catching, where they catch them, the size of the fish, and their stomach contents.
Fishermen are natural scientists, and the trust built between management and science and the fishermen, I think, is a good thing, because we're all working on it together.
Back in Sitka, Eric Jordan will be testing out the logbook program on his boat this summer. And he says, for fishermen, collaborating with scientists is a long game.
Trollers have a long history of standing up for salmon, and we are going to do that.
Through these citizen science programs, Southeast troll fishermen can further solidify their role as environmental stewards. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.